Welcome to week number two of Between 8 and 12 Beers with Scott and Ross.
Hey.
We've got a couple special guests this week, and after all of the mass emails that we've gotten back from, you know, what to do in a radio show, we think we've improved quite a bit here.
We've heard so much feedback.
The band feedback.
Yeah, that drummer kicked my ass.
Ooh.
Actually, we have a number this week. If you're listening, really, if you're listening.
Get your pens out.
Yeah, but keep in mind, this is only if you're listening live. I mean, if it's 2 in the morning, it's not live. 8 o'clock Central. Thank you very much. The number, 701-371-1544.
That number again is 498.
The number, 371-1544. Call us with your questions.
People, we can't do this without you. We
exactly.
need your feedback.
But you know what, Scott? We have a guest this week.
Oh, that's right. We do.
He's a very intelligent, handsome fella. Looking really good tonight.
You know, he's a writer. And you know what writers do, Ross?
No.
They write stuff. And why don't we just introduce our guest right now? From the High Plains Reader and from some cable show, too, that gets aired, I don't know when, but this is John Lamb, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you very much. It's nice to be here in this basement with so many people I know.
Is that mic working?
Drinking beer? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think our technicians need to look into John Mike's lamb.
Don't they?
John Lamb's mic.
Can look into John Mike's lamb, too, though.
Hello.
That number again, 371-1544.
Oh, okay.
It's working? Oh, okay.
You
got to get it in your mouth,
I guess,
John.
We're dumb.
I was wrong. You do have to eat that mic.
Okay. No problem.
So, we've... Wow. So we've got John Lamb. We've also got by command something. We've got
T-Bone Hastings is going to be here tonight.
T-Bone Hastings.
If you missed last week's show, this one is going to be even better.
Yeah, it's going to rock ass.
Last week, T-Bone Hastings sang "Chicken Lickin'," I believe the name was the title was. We found. Just if you don't know about T-Bone Hastings, we found him at the Bismarck one night. He'd just gotten off the train, and I kind of met him that night, but I met him the next day at Metro panhandling, and he had a harmonica with him, so I gave him a quarter. But anyway.
He actually he stayed at my place that night.
Ooh.
And I woke up, and he took the refrigerator, which...
That's odd. I wonder why he...
Do you give anybody a quarter who has a microphone or a harmonica?
Well, harmonica or a kazoo.
What does a kazoo get? Quarter?
Quarter, yeah. If I got like a saxophone, that probably costs a little bit more money than
a harmonica. How about a tuba?
Tuba, that would probably be a dollar.
Dollar, eh?
Dollar.
$1.37.
How about like if they played like a jug?
Hmm. I'm just going to have precedence here. I've never really met somebody that's played a jug.
But what's the going rate for an employee of Metro Drug who comes across a guy who just got off the train with a jug and he can play, he can throw down some
when
beats.
The Saints come marching in on
yeah,
a jug.
Like, per se. The reader would have him be a columnist.
Thank you.
Hey there, that was the new song by the Eels, actually. It's called Mr. E's Beautiful Blues. Goddamn right, it's a beautiful day. John Lamb?
Woo! Praise God.
Yes, praise God.
Praise God.
I heard a rumor that John Lamb has some emails for us.
Yes, that's right. If you'd like me to, I could read those right now.
Yeah, John, go for it.
Do some reading then?
Yeah, read some email. You know,
you're a writer. You know how to read, right?
Right.
You work for the reader.
Right, I do know how to read.
John has his glasses on so he can read tonight.
This is a special note from Aaron Nygaard, who requested that we do the show naked, except for Ross. But
Thank you, Aaron Nygaard.
But we are all in sweatsuits, so I think that's good enough.
Sweat jumpsuits.
Aaron wants to... This is all the way from, I believe he's in Portland now.
Yep.
Aaron wants to send a big shout-out to the East Coast Fat and anyone out east visiting. He wants to send one to Mr. Grove and Billy in Vegas. And he's got a question for Scott. He says, do you...
That's a great sound effect.
He wants to know if Scott still has his fake fireplace heater thingy. When I asked him to describe
Aaron.
It, he just said, just ask him. He'll know.
Oh, Aaron, a great question, by the way. Fabulous question. And, you know, that just shows your intellect that you could ask such an in-depth and personal question like that. And the answer to that question is, no, I don't. It is now under the care of Gene Balkan, our former landlord. Nice man. Ross has invented a new sound... Whatever you call
it. It's the sound of Boone Farm. It's the sound of a bottle hitting the mic.
The mic stand, actually. And, you can change the pitch of it by drinking more.
So it will change, ladies and gentlemen. If that won't keep you here, nothing will.
The second comment came from Mark Husenfeld, who said...
I make him nervous.
Yes, you do. Because he wrote about FarmCore... Anything Ross Rayla says is wrong, misguided, and blasphemy. He can't wear his shiny shirt at one of the shows. It's not for him. That's what he said. That's right. Husey's big on the dock scene. Dock worker from Duluth, Mark Husenfeld.
Well, if Husey had listened last week, I played a lot of FarmCore. So up yours, Husey. What do you think of that?
I think that's some pretty tough words there.
Oh, before you get to the third email.
Yeah, go ahead.
That number again, 371-1544. We're waiting for someone to call and you know...
Show your support, ladies and gentlemen.
Win a box of Girl Scout cookies.
First caller gets a free box of Caramel Delights.
Second caller gets the crumbs.
Third caller gets the Girl Scout.
Let me out of here!
Wow, okay, how about that third email?
Well, speaking of Girl Scouts, this is from Lyman... this is from Lyman Goff in the big city. Lyman writes that Britney Spears is rumored to have just recently bought a house close to the school where Prince William goes. Also, that Christina Aguilera wants to be Prince William's genie in a bottle. His question is, John, I thought they both wanted you. What happened? Oh, there's our first
caller. Oh, our first caller, ladies and gentlemen.
That'd be Lyman Goff, I guess. If it's my parents, I'm not here.
Well, we don't have the...
Dan, God damn.
It's Dan upstairs, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. No, he doesn't get the cookies.
Okay.
He can have the Girl Scout, though.
No crumbs either, eh?
Well, Dan, by default, does not get the free box of Girl Scout cookies because he's upstairs, but he has informed us that we should give the number once again because it got disconnected or something. So,
okay, one more time. 701-371-1544. Only if you're listening live at 8-something Central PM Friday night.
And
March 10th.
Once again, we can't do this without you. Your dollars
make this show happen.
Save me, Jeeves. Little Simpsons joke, I guess.
Humor does not sell ads, Ross.
Wow.
I should know. I work for the Reader.
Let's get TJ on the phone.
But I've heard they've got a new sales team.
Yeah, TJ.
The Reader has a new sales team I was reading.
Yo, talk to me, Scott Wolf. We're still on. That's trouble.
Okay, we've got some technical troubles with our high-tech CD player. And I hope we're playing track one.
Is it on pause?
Well, damn the Irish to hell anyway. You know, we give them their one day and we'll play their song and look what happens. It doesn't play.
There's 55 minutes left of the show to just kind of tell everyone that.
We don't need technical difficulties right now. Did you put it in upside down? Somebody put tape over that CD over those two holes. That's why you can't hear it.
I don't get it.
T-Bone's coming up, everyone. All the T-Bone fans. I think he's going to play.
Say hello, T-Bone.
Wow.
T-Bone lives in a tunnel.
It's not playing. We're going to have to do something else.
Let's try the next Irish.
Next.
Okay. Next song.
Number two. Nope. Number four or number two. You pick it. You call it.
Yeah.
Four or two.
Yeah.
It's up
four
to
or
our...
two. The first caller who recommends the song we play.
Ooh, we should play. Oh, four. Four?
Four.
Four.
Be sure to show up at the St. Patrick's Day Parade tomorrow morning at 1 o'clock on Broadway in Fargo. Thank you. Goodbye. Oi!
Mushroom.
That's right, people. Tomorrow, 1 week early, the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Fargo. Show up early and bring your own warm clothes. Make sure they're green. There will be lots of really fun floats, most of which disguised as just regular trucks. But it'll still be fun. Starting at 1 o'clock. Ouch! We're under fire from the Protestants now. Show up and cheer on your favorite float. Vote for your favorite float and hold out your hands and try to get lots of candy being thrown from the float. I'll be there as well. Ross, Scott will be working at Metro Dog, so make sure you stop in and heckle him.
Hey there. Oh, hello.
That was the Pogues with Whiskey in a Jar, oh, wah. A song made famous by Metallica.
So, yeah, about that St. Patrick's Day Parade, I heard it's going to be the hottest thing in town tomorrow.
It's the biggest ticket in town tomorrow. It's the biggest ticket since Bennigan's opens next week with Martin Zeller. Big
oh,
show.
Oh,
it's
really
special when Martin Zeller comes to town.
It is. It's very often that we get an artist of that caliber.
Also, Corey and the Fireflies, all the
Corey
way from
and the Fireflies
South Dakota.
From South Dakota will be opening. They'll make their Fargo debut the night before at 21st Amendment. Okay.
What's with the Irish, anyway?
What's with the Irish? Good question, Scott.
If
anybody
can
has
answer
an answer,
that.
Call the number, which is... I can't read it.
It's 371... 1544. But that's only if you're living in Fargo. If you're calling outside of Fargo, we have a special 1-800 number. It's 1-701-371-1544.
Rex Sorgatz, apparently he called before. You know, the show started at 8.
Yeah, he likes to jump the gun a little bit.
Don't you? Yeah, that's what I heard, actually. Don't you have a little clock on your computer?
Hey, where's that bongo? There we go.
That sounds like a drum fill from, like, Quiet Riot. Oh, that's Aldo Nova.
It's bongos. Just drop it. I don't want to. It's kind of sensitive.
So, John, fill some space here while we're changing the song.
Okay, this next song is by a band called
Muse.
And they're from Cleveland, Ohio. band. They used to be a bunch of skate punks, and then they went to college. Now they all listen to NPR. And so this next song is going out for everybody east of the Red River. You know who you are. Call us, please. We need your support.
371-1544.
Call now. Right now.
Cleveland, Ohio. Are these guys from...
What do we do?
We have a phone call, ladies and gentlemen.
Are our mics still on?
Apparently.
Roger.
Between 8 and 12 beers with Scott Wolf.
Your mics are on, dumbass.
Roger, it's for you.
Oh, great.
Hello.
Okay, we got. Okay. No, we're not. Yeah, we are. Okay, we got a little scare there. What we realize is that probably a lot of people out there are listening to this on their computers and therefore tying up their phone lines. So.
Although during that song, we did get a call from Brenda Weiler, and she was asking John Lamb, you know, can I have my panties back? And John, where are they?
I won't dignify that with a response.
Why does she want panties back from... Oh, my Lord, what is that? That was nice.
So anyways, what we're going to... People need to call, no matter if it's from a cell phone.
Oh. 371-1544. Jesus Christ.
God, we're sounding
Get
desperate.
Get on the phone.
Go to the corner, call from a payphone, just say anything. You can even hang up as soon as we pick up.
You know, I hear lots of people are on the internet, and some of those people must be listening right
some
now.
Some of those people must be at work, and therefore they should have a free line. Pick up the phone, or we'll have to hit the trumpeter.
So coming up on the show, we've got an exclusive performance by T-Bone Hastings, who's being a little shy tonight.
Yeah, actually, he's here with a lady. So, and she's a nice looking toothless girl.
Her name is Star Ann.
Toothless? Well, you know, I don't mean that in the metaphorical sense. I mean that in the literal sense. You know,
I don't get it.
Well, she doesn't look too hot. They're sitting in Roger's bedroom right now. I think Roger should probably go over there and check what's going on. But I still haven't found
the sounds of love.
I believe Star Ann's right now sucking on some rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, her breath smells really good. God, she's fucking hot. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, Hey, John, did I see a unicorn just enter the room?
It was a very gross unicorn. We had to look out there, folks. Maybe you couldn't see it from your computer screens, but that unicorn just about nearly bowled us all over. that unicorn's starting to bite back now.
Oh, Lord.
The unicorn's being a little possessive of the CD player in it. Just about jabs Scott in the you-know-what.
It's the heat season there, and heat is it's mating season for them unicorns out there. You gotta stay away.
Unicorns like to get busy or something.
Wow. No, there's wow.
No, there are no CDs in the CD player.
Whenever I think of unicorns, I think of Glenn Campbell.
I think of song number nine, too.
song number nine.
And,
song number
you know,
nine.
Unicorns are just...
People, too?
Well, not really. No, because they're not people. They're gentle on my mind.
Cause it's knowing that your door is always open and go past the street wall. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and ink stains that have dried upon sunlight. That keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. Not clinging to rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. You know what it is, friend? It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you just get along my mind. some train yard. With my beard erupted in coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face, I threw cup tens round the tin can. I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. And Austin, you're gentle on my mind.
Hey there, that was Glenn Campbell. We've got a caller on the line right now who's saying that that he says that the show is orgasmic.
Yeah, Rex, you have one.
He actually says that the sound is cutting out every 3 seconds. And well, yeah. Okay, well, we're trying. Oh, yeah, requests. Anyway, so Scott, that was Glenn Campbell. Let's talk about that.
Well, Glenn Campbell, of course, was the innovator of mediocrity, perhaps.
Beer is terrible.
Huh?
Beer is terrible.
Beer is good. So,
yeah.
Anyway, the box of Girl Scout cookies is gone. It's been won by a Mr. Rex Sorgatz.
Of Minneapolis.
Of Minneapolis, nonetheless.
Who called to pledge $100 to this show.
And with every $100, you get a free box of Girl Scout cookies. You know, what kind of a deal is that?
It's a good one, Scott. It's a very, very good one.
Because we bring quality programming.
That's right, folks.
Liquor is not free.
You know, when we do pledge breaks, we really go for the juggler. Word up to Ross.
I like to go for the juggler. We were going to ask some questions of the 8-Ball, but it's really hard to see in this dimly lit studio.
Yeah, give us a description of the studio. It's nothing like what I thought WKRP looked like. I especially like that little mouse over in the corner who's playing keyboards.
That's our producer, by the way.
Yeah, actually, it's funny.
And the Pink Floyd tapestry on the wall. People, if you ever wondered where that stolen Pink Floyd tapestry went, we got it right here.
You know, it's worth a lot of money too. It's on eBay right now. If you guys are really interested in it,
right next to the St. Olaf Co-ed Naked Lacrosse.
Oh.
Tonight we're broadcasting from
Roger's Den
of Depreciation.
Decadance? Whatever happened to the decadances?
Oh, gee.
Damn it.
With
Where's
a sword?
That bottle of Boone? Give that to me.
Well, it's empty, isn't it?
People, even if you think this show is not funny, please call us.
Well, after this next song, I think we might be able to get T-Bone out of the bedroom.
This song was requested by Rex.
Rex Sorgatz. What a fucking cool name. Oh, did I just... Ooh.
You cussed.
You can swear on the internet.
Can you?
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Anything?
Fuck.
I'd like to say dry hump.
Oh, God. You know, we've got 35 minutes left, and we're trying to get T-Bone out. He's got a little stage fright.
Well, he's got a girlfriend.
Star Anne.
What a nice-looking girl she is.
I think she's about ready to pass out, so probably after this song, we might hear from T-Bone.
This is... This is Dear Prudence going out for Rex. To Rock.
Into a dream, I took a turn and promised to return the way we were, the way we met, the way I. lit your cigarette the way it trailed into a stream and lay down between.
Okay, that was Mercury Rev, and we had some levels problems there.
We like to play it loud.
Yeah.
Fucking, if you can't play your music loud, then what the fuck good is music, you know?
Get off your computers, dipweed.
Yeah, no shit, man.
We have some announcements that just happened.
Birthday announcements?
Happy birthday, John.
Okay, today is March 10th, and it's Jade Nielsen's birthday, so big shout-out for Jade. And
he turns, what, 48?
Yo!
48. He'll be on stage with Danzig in early April. Tomorrow is Greg Carlson's birthday. He'll be 28.
Wait, you're kidding.
No.
I'm older than Greg Carlson?
Yes. Any other questions? Tomorrow will also be Jack Farrendorf's second birthday. I'd like to give a big shout-out to Jack. And I think Trisha Sletten's 29th birthday is on the 14th
Trisha
of March.
Trisha what?
Sletten. Like to give her a big
what?
Shout-out. Also, Truck Vaughn back in Vietnam. Truck, if you're listening, happy 33rd birthday. Also, Jim Combs, my former boss.
My birthday's on the 20th, so if anybody's out there listening, send me a fucking present.
Do we do a show then? Where would we send that present to, Scott?
That present would be sent to 1436 and a half, 4th Avenue North.
This Fargo. Show is so much better than anything on the Fox. I don't care what people say. I don't care who calls in.
Okay, next we're going to string a bunch of bras across I-94.
University.
Oh, we never actually...
We did a spit take in the studio.
We did
That's
get our
how
first
funny
call.
This show is. We did get a first call. The Fox still hasn't received a first live phone call.
Well, speaking of phone calls, 371-1544. Yeah, 371-1544. We did get a call from Rex Sorgatz.
You're getting a call from outside the area, Ross. What
would
that number be?
701-371-1544. Rex said he's got a huge erection.
Something like that. That or the show sucked. I really can't remember.
We were
so excited to receive the first phone call. That
I really have trouble with details.
Yeah.
Hey, is that a unicorn?
It sure is. I mean, it looks like he's sobered up. He's just prancing around. Well, I'd say he's high on something.
You got to watch out for the rat.
What was that? Big, mysterious voice? It's not worth the wait?
I don't know. T-Bone is having, speaking of performance troubles.
T-Bone's having contractual difficulties.
Oh, T-Bone wants to, like, oh, here he's going to speak. Hold on.
T-Bone's got a half hour.
What?
Half hour to what, Mr. T-Bone? Half hour to string something together here, no? Don't worry about nothing.
Oh, well, I guess T-Bone's got an agent now.
T-Bone has a fucking drunk buddy with him.
I'm just a technician.
Wow.
Technician is Billy Bob Thornton this evening, ladies and gentlemen, live from his onstage performance of Sling Blade at the Fargo Community Theater, which you can check out tonight and every night until April 4th for $3.
Well, thanks for plugging that there. Christ, they didn't give us any money yet.
Yes. Yes.
I think
it's
need
time
a song.
For a song, yeah.
Junior Brown with My Wife Thinks You're Dead. Just like this show.
It's good to see you, baby. It's been a long, long while. We're both a whole lot older and seen a lot of miles. But things are really different now since the good old days. And you've been in some trouble since we went our separate ways. We'll have to say hello maybe some other time instead. Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Somebody spread the rumor that you had lost your life. At least that's the way I heard it and what I told my wife. I hear you showing up again and talk is getting round. And I can see that one of us will have to leave this town. If you think that I want trouble, then you're crazy in your head. Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. got to talk, but I'm faithful to my wife. I don't ever break the law. I don't know where you're headed for, but I know where you've been. We reminisce, now let's just go our separate ways again. Go find another ex-sweetheart to hang around instead, 'cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. I said you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead.
So I guess T-Bone's he's got a little loving to do.
Warming up backstage, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, John, let's get back to that Brenda Wyler rumor.
Let's not.
You know, did you know that Carson Daly right now is dating Christina Aguilera? Are you the Carson Daly of Fargo, and is Christina Aguilera the Brenda Wyler of Fargo? Or what?
No, and no. I'm more the Ted Koppel of Fargo with my ostentatious hairpiece.
I'd fuck Brenda Wyler or Christina Aguilera.
Well, but if you wouldn't screw Carlin Daly, it doesn't do me any
I'm
good.
I'm not sure
it?
The feedback thing. I don't
think that works.
Is it Matthew Sweet in the room? I like the foghorns, though. That
yeah, the
really,
foghorns.
That really
fabulous.
Reminds me of my home back in Duluth.
God, that.
Okay, that was some dead air there brought to you by Between 8 and 12 Beers with Scott Wolf.
And Ross right
now. Tune in every week for lots of dead air with Between 8 and
12. I'd like to think I'm the Andy Richter of this show, the kind of chubby, funny one.
So you're the one who's leaving?
Yeah. I've got a development deal. I've got a development deal at Super Asbestos Studios, actually.
Oh, wow. Super Asbestos.
So what kind of stuff will you be doing down there?
Spoken word.
Ooh, poetry or just...
Slam poetry.
Well, you need really...
My vagina is angry. That kind of thing.
Oh, and I will walk down the street with my lesbian lover. I've heard about the Vagina Diaries. That's on Broadway, I hear.
Dialogues.
The Vagina Dialogues.
I believe so, yes, I believe so.
Well,
I believe you can actually order the Vagina Transcripts.
Is that from a woman's point of view, you think?
No, it's a Puerto Rican crossdresser.
Oh, fabulous. Dead air.
So how's your vagina doing?
I've just offended all the Puerto Ricans. It's doing better than my Puerto Rican.
Well, yeah, I'm sure we've got a big Puerto Rican clientele here.
If anybody has any ideas of how to make this show better, please call us.
There's not much time left. The number is 371-1544.
Your funds will be matched by the Minnesota state government.
Can't do it yet. We can do it.
We can do anything we damn well please.
T-Bone's coming up after this song.
It's Leaderkenny, ladies and gentlemen.
And we'll just keep talking over it, though.
Oh, speaking of vaginas, here's Leaderkenny with some dumb song.
We should do this show outside next week. I guess I'm assuming I'll be asked back, which is wrong.
Well, we're not going to ask you back because
I guess every guest that comes on becomes a regular part of the show.
It's the cult of Scott Wolf. He sucks you in.
We've only got three mics, though.
I'm not that bad of a person.
Oh, lucky for all you, there's only 19 minutes left.
Isn't it funny how fast 75 minutes can go by?
It's probably the longest 75 minutes of the listeners' lives.
You know, we should probably save all this really good material till we're off the air.
You may as well just leave them on. I mean, the song is almost over. they said, only the best at between 8 and 12 beers. That was that Melissa Etheridge?
Ross didn't like that song very much, and I doubt many of you did either. But I like the song.
It was okay. I could play hacky sack to it or whatever.
I think the reverb's on your mic now.
Yeah, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
Well, we should confess here. T-Bone Hastings is about ready to play, I think.
He's such... He just wants people to, like, beg for him. So I'd give the number again, but you're not going to call.
And the reason John Lamb is on in reverb is because T-Bone Hastings specified. He's a real perfectionist, you know. You don't really see that with drunks very often, but, you know, with T-Bone Hastings, there you go. You know,
you also don't see perfectionism much on this show.
I think he's going to get his mouth organ.
His juice harp, you mean?
Oh, here we go. Oh, I think.
I think T-Bone is ready to play. I think he might be.
So, T-Bone, what are you going to play for us tonight? Is it the long-awaited... is it Sex Trance?
No.
Oh.
Hey, little number I call. Midnight Lightning.
What? To do an interview with you there, T-Bone.
Maybe next week.
Tell me about your life, T-Bone.
Sex Trance.
Is that all you can say? Come on now.
Been a long, hard road to hoe.
Yeah. You know, when I met you at Metro, you were, you know, asking me for a dollar. And, can I get a free pack of cigarettes? And I thought, you know, what a nice guy this is.
Oh, you're a good man.
You were a bit more loquacious. One might say.
Yeah. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but, you know, you did it in a really gentle way.
More rock, less talk.
Yeah. I agree with you there.
Speaking of rock. Okay.
Speaking of rock. Do you like rock there, T-Bone?
Love it. Love it.
For all the people who have been putting up with this nonsense, not that nonsense. We're playing six. This right here, this is a fucking world exclusive. This is the Murder City Devils, and it's from their new album that doesn't come out till June. No one else has the CD except for this show.
I like them.
And any other journalist who's received
it,
probably?
Nope. Just this journalist.
Oh. Thanks, John.
I'm not...
of a dog.
Thank you.
For all you people who aren't listening out there, all you need is a Winamp. It's really easy.
Or an audience.
Well, they're probably not listening if they don't have Winamp, Ross.
Or an audience.
That
audience.
That was Murder City Devils. That was I'll Come Running.
And they'll be here soon with the former Smegma Clowns, the Fireballs of Freedom.
28th, maybe.
Who?
Kelly Gately.
By the sounds of that song, will blow the fucking Murder City off the stage. I've had like 8 now, I believe.
The thing about that song was it's not representative of the rest of the album. That's why I liked it.
So I've had 8 beers. I don't think I really... I think I'm lying. I think I probably only had 6 or something. But
no, you are lying because you've had 12. They're all gone, Scott.
Oh, God.
I've only had 1.5 beers.
But, Ross...
Yeah, I had some N.A. Snapple.
So, well, that's a sign of encouragement that a lot of people have tried to listen to the show but are just too inept to do it. That's why we haven't gotten
that's
any
the
calls.
Readers we're looking for. Not readers. Listeners.
What is it with this feedback? It's just not working. Do the sex trance thing.
Sex trance. Do that one. Come on. Come on. Here we go.
Okay, here it is.
All right, ready?
Sex trance. Not worth the wait.
You know, I think that kind of ruined T-Bone's performance because all you could hear was sex trance. In
well,
any number of octaves.
Yeah.
Sex trance.
T-Bone, I don't
what
know
are
what we're going
to
do.
What are you guys going to do when you have to bring this show on the road? That's my question.
Chicken Liggin was much better.
Where
are we going to go? I think we're going to go to Lisbon next week.
Well, we're going to be on Garrison Keillor's show next. You might have heard of it. Pray Home Companion. We're going to be there with Greg Brown. A jar of Vaseline is all I heard, and that sounds good enough
to
me.
That's all you people out there need to hear.
Well, let's see how much time we have left. Oh, 8 minutes.
Just enough time for 5 more songs, then we can leave the air.
I think that John needs to talk up this next song because it's his. It's
This next song is going to be it's the theme song to my campaign for my, I'm looking in for all you people who don't read my column every week on the internet at www.highplainsreader.com. Look at the Rants and Rays page. www.fargoweb.com.
Hey, shut up over there. You're not on the show.
www.yadayadayada.com. And this week I announced...
Might I add, though, that Dan did grab us beers.
But
anyway, I'm sorry.
I didn't
John
tell him to shut up, though. Now, did I?
I don't know. Do I?
I guess not. Do you?
No.
Whatever. Anyways, this next song is the song that's kicking off my campaign to look into the feasibility of me running for the papacy. It's Elvis Costello, and what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
Thank you.
Hey, that John, what song was that?
That was What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. That's my campaign song for my view into the papacy.
For all of you listening right now on the rebroadcast, this is it. This is going to be the end here, but for you live people, we're going to keep going.
You suckers.
God. So where's the cast going to be appearing tonight?
The cast, this member of the cast is after he gets nookies from the producers.
You did it all for the
money.
Nookie?
No.
Bitches.
Oh, I love that.
No.
Brenda.
I can't believe I'm missing them. No. Corn's playing tonight. Never mind.
Corn, yes. We'll all be seen at the Corn show. Corn.
With Little Goth.
With High School thrown in between. Tonight we'll be at Duffy's, and I have to go to Mike Plume.
Yeah,
I have to go to the 21st Amendment.
Mike Plume?
Yeah. Got to see that.
Okay. Well, I love that indie rock.
We got to go to Duffy's for a little bit, and then we'll go to Ralph's. Is that cool? I mean, I know you want to see Moth, Miss, but we have to go to Duffy's. So all of you people
can we say anything about the future of Duffy's? Because we'll all be there on the 17th for St. Patrick's Day.
I go to Duffy's
all we can
every
say.
Night.
And this next song we're going to play is something that Scott Wolf is surprising us with. He's furiously opening a CD. People, listen to this now if you can. We've got how many minutes left on the... People, call in. This is an emergency.
The Minnesota State government will only support us this much longer.
If we play Jesse Ventura's theme song.
We've got 1 minute left. This is just for the rebroadcast. So.
And this is...
Tune in. Tune in every week.
My God, the song is...
8 p.m. 8 p.m.
Flies
Friday.
On Flies by 3 Minute Blind.
8 p.m. Fridays. It gets better. I swear it's going to
get
better.
It does.
We said that last
going
week.
It's going to get better.
I think maybe we should quit drinking.
We have to drink more. Guys, that's the clue.